Let's go ahead and bring Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group into the mix. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
When you go around the country, and I guess you're on your cell phone traveling today, what do you hear from the people that you talk about our agricultural service?
Very impressive. I can go about any place in the Corn Belt, and somebody is listening to WLLL on the internet. So my voice and everybody else's voice associated with WLLL is well recognized. You don't have to go to any kind of farm show and start talking, and they're gonna recognize you. So I don't care whether I'm in Wisconsin or Michigan or Ohio, outside of the normal listening audience. There are people listening to it on the internet.
217-244-9455, the number to call with your gift of financial support. Dan, let's look at the marketplace. Corn and soybeans in positive territory today, even though the trade pretty much got what they expected from the report. How does this report tee up the next 30 days?
The big report still lies ahead, and that's going to be the March 31st report. That's why it's not too surprising just to see minor changes on this report. Of course, most people were kind of focused on the world numbers and what USDA was going to do with the South American crop with their weather issues down there. But I think the fact that we were able to recover, turn higher, after a half-hour trade here, after a government report. This is the first time we've kind of done that in a long time. Most of our government reports has been a bearish reaction, so it does appear that maybe we've changed that trend anyway, or at least we stopped that trend for now. And I think technically the soybean market is soybeans are definitely the leader here. They're out blowing their horn. They've pretty well, I think, solidified a head and shoulder bottom formation. And their purpose, I think, over the next 30 days is to gain on corn. And I think that strength could very easily spill over into the corn market and help pull corn futures higher.
So what would upside objectives for soybeans be then?
Well, if we're going to maybe go after that head and shoulder objective, if you can read the head and shoulder objective, many chart people will be looking at something about 1340, 1350 probably on the November soybean contract. So that would be roughly a dollar higher. My guess is if you could get the beans to go a dollar higher, you can maybe get corn to go 50 cents higher. So but corn's going to come screaming and kicking. There's no doubt that we're set up for a larger corn planting if Mother Nature, allows it. But at least in the short run here, beans are kind of leading the pack here.
Can old crop corn lead new crop corn higher?
It could pull it a little bit because what it'll do is tighten up inventory so you don't carry in as much, so the balance sheet will still stay snug.
What else are you looking at? We often talk about that U.S. dollar.
I can continuously look at that all the time, and, I mean, Bernanke has pretty well told us that he's going to keep the pedal to the metal, keep printing dollars so interest rates stay low for the next couple of years, and I think that alone by itself makes me friendly commodities. As long as we continue to devalue the currency, it's going to take more of those dollars to buy a bushel of oil or a bushel of corn, barrel of oil, and because the dollar is still the reserve currency of the world, and that in alone by itself kind of makes me friendly this market.
In this report, were there any head scratchers at all that the traders would go, huh, and think that we have to figure out and resolve in some way?
Well, my reaction was I thought they would raise ethanol usage in corn 50 million. Instead, they raised exports 50 million. So I think that was a little surprising, and that might be why corn's getting a bullish reaction to it. Feed usage, I think, is still suspect. It doesn't make sense compared to where it was 2 years ago. So something is haywire there, but we're not going to get any of that stuff cleared up until we see the March report.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well, Dave.
That's Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group, and he is in Decatur, Illinois.